我们今天又非常荣幸呢，
亲爱的让他成人跑步为我们继续讲述今天的早课《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Chaitanya Charitamrita， 敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare HareHare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 15, The Lord Accepts Prasadam at the House of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
我们今天继续阅读永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥第十五章。主在萨提亚巴玛家中接受菩萨的。
So we are speaking from Shrida Mayapur.
今天这个早课是由 Shrida Mayapur 讲述的，是从 Shrida Mayapur 讲述的。
It's very auspicious to speak on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the place where he performed his own pastime.
在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演逍遥时光的地方去讲述他的逍遥是非常吉祥的事情。
Shrida Mayapur is also known as Odaria.
Shrida Mayapur 也以 Odaria 而著称。
Odaria means where the mercy flows unlimitedly.
Odaria 的意思就是那个无限的流淌着仁慈的地方。
Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu easily gives love for Krishna.
在这个地方，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常轻易地把 Krishna 的爱给予出去。
And in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that no matter where Lord Chaitanya is, he always keeps a very strong connection with Mayapur.
在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光中，我们就可以非常轻易地看到，无论他到了哪里，他都和 Shri Mayapur 之间有非常的密切的、深厚的连接。
This is the place where he performed his childhood pastimes.
因为这是他上演他幼年逍遥的地方。
And this is the place from where the Sankirtan movement spreads all over the world.
这也是 Sankirtan 运动向世界各地传播开来的始源地。
This is why Srila Prabhupada established this wonderful project here in Mayapur.
也就是这个原因使得 Srila Prabhupada 在 Mayapur 建立起了他的美妙的项目。
So the devotees can come and be completely immersed in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
所以使得奉献者们可以来到这里并且完全的沉醉在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光之中。
So, Srila Prabhupada used to invite the devotees every year after spending so many months working very hard to spread Krishna consciousness to come to Mayapur and refill one'sWith the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
所以当所有的奉献者在一年中那么多个月都非常的努力的去传播 Krishna 知觉之后呢 Srila Prabhupada 就会邀请他们来到 Mayapur 并且在 Mayapur、通过去感受 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光 去和他取得连接。
So every year during this time, I come to Mayapur to concentrate on hearing and chanting.
所以每年的这个时候呢，我都会来到 Mayapur， 在这个地方去让自己完全的沉醉在聆听和唱诵的活动之中。
To hear from the devotees.
从奉献者那里去聆听。
To visit holy places.
并且去朝拜这些圣地。
And to beg for mercy so we can continue serving Srila Prabhupada in his mission.
然后呢，去祈祷着仁慈，这样我们就能够继续的去服务主 Chaitanya， 服务Srila Prabhupada的使命了。
Mayapur is the place where we can get great inspiration to continue our service in mainland China.
Mayapur 是一个我们可以得到很多的激励和启发的地方，这样就可以继续在中国大陆去进行服务了。
So to continue with chapter 15, we see that now that the Ratha Yatra festival is over,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends the devotees back to Bengal, back to Mayapur.
在今天我们要读的这第十五章里面，我们就可以看到寒车节已经结束了。然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就把所有的这些奉献者们都遣派回了孟加拉，遣派回了 Mayapur.
So this is something which is, you know, always very painful for the devotees to be separated from the Lord.
我们都知道，当奉献者和主相分离的时候是非常痛苦的。
Just like when devotees they come here to Mayapur and they come for a few weeks or 1 month, it's always very difficult to go back to a place where materialism is so strong.
比如说，一位奉献者他来到 Mayapur 数月或者数周之后呢，他总是觉得非常的痛苦的回到。物质的这个氛围非常强的那些地方。
And the challenge for the devotees each year is to keep that Mayapur consciousness until we return again.
而且对于奉献者来说，他的挑战就是直到回来之前，一直要让自己处在 Mayapur 知觉之中。
But this is a different situation because the devotees they go from Jagannath.Puri to Mayapur, so it's from one holy dam to another holy dam.
但是今天的这个情况呢是不一样的，是奉献者他们从 Jagannath Puri 来到 Mayapur， 也就是说是从一个圣地去到另外一个圣地。
The only thing which is really painful is the separation from Lord Chaitanya.
所以唯一让他们感到痛苦的事情呢，就是要和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的分离。
Just like sometimes some devotees, they experience very strong, painful feeling of separation from their spiritual master.
就好像有的时候一些奉献者他们就会体验着非常深刻的这种和他们的灵性导师相分离的痛。
So what is the secret? What is the remedy to keep very strong connection for these devotees?Who are now returning to Mayapur? What is the remedy? How are they going to keep their strong connection to Lord Chaitanya?
那么，所以说，对于这些返回 Mayapur 的这些奉献者们，他们能够以什么样的这种方式去治疗他们对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这种深刻的分离之痛呢？
Just like how do we keep a very strong connection with the spiritual master?
那么就好像是我们如何能够保持着一个和灵性导师之间的非常深刻的。
Well, the first thing is to keep those memories alive in our mind and in our hearts.
那么首先呢，是要去清晰的保持着那些记忆，把这些记忆留在我们的内心之中，留在我们的脑海里。
So you can imagine.When the devotees from Bengal travel for 1 month to Jagannath Puri, they must be talking about how excited they are to get to Jagannath Puri and see Lord Chaitanya.
那比如说像这些奉献者们他们可能要花上一个月的时间才能够从 Mayapur 去到 Jagannath Puri。那在这一路上呢他们就会一直谈论着他们多么的兴奋的马上就要见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
And then you can imagine when they return to Bengal, all the way back, they probably just talk about what happened during the 4 months that they spent in Puri, and they probably talk about it all year when they are here in Mayapur.
那所以说我们也可以去想象一下，当他们从 Mayapur， 从 Jagannath Puri 回到 Mayapur 的时候，他们可能在这一路上一直都在谈论着他们在 Jagannath Puri 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 共度的那四个月的逍遥时光，而且在这整一年里面，他们可能都会去谈论这个话题了。
So this is a very strong type of meditation for the devotee.
所以这对于奉献者来说是一种非常强而有力的冥想。
This is called Lila Smarana. This is remembering.
这个被称为叫 Lila Smarana， 也就被称为叫意念。
And remembering the pastimes of the Lord gives devotees a very high level of consciousness.
而且呢，去意念着和主之间的这些逍遥时光，可以给奉献者一个非常高品位的意识知觉。
Even every day.When we perform our sadhana in the morning, when we read something, we should keep this in our mind and think about it throughout the day.
而且呢，就是每天清晨，当我们在去进行我们的 sadhana， 在进行我们的阅读的时候，我们也要把这些都铭记于心，并且呢，让这些记忆呢，保持在这一整天之中。
So remembering is the result of hearing and chanting.
所以说意念是聆听和念诵的结果。
If we hear properly, we chant properly, we will remember very nicely.
如果我们要是以恰当的方式去聆听和意念的话，那我们就能够很好的去记忆了。
So really, the life, what really keeps these devotees alive throughout the year when they are in Mayapur,is remembering their personal interaction with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they are in Puri.
所以说呢，去让这些奉献者能够继续的去生活的动力就在于他们始终会记着他们和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jagannath Puri 的那些互动。
And Prabhupada explainedIn his teachings that there is two types of association. One is Vani and one is Vapu.
舍巴巴在他的这个教导里面呢他就讲到了有两种联谊，一种呢是 Vani, 另外一种是 Vapu.
So Vapu is the personal face-to-face physical contact with the spiritual master.
瓦普是和灵性导师之间的面对面的这个就是可以看到他的这种交流。
And Vani is the relationship with the spiritual master in separation.
那Vani呢就是在分离中的和灵性导师保持的连接。
So Prabhupada explains that Vani or the relationship in separation is far more important.
舍巴巴讲到了 Vani 也就是在这个关系之中的这个和灵性导师这呢要更加的重要。
The physical relationship is not going to last for a long time. We know that.
因为我们大家都知道就是我们之间的这个就是能够面对面的这种关系呢是不能够很长时间的保留下来的，我们大家都知道。
But the relationship in separation is timeless.
但是在分离中的这种关系却是无限的。
And Prabhupada used to say that you will be with me and you are with me very intimately. differently when you read my books.
沙巴巴说呢，如果你要是阅读我的书籍的话，那么你就会和我在一起，并且呢，你确实是和我在一起的。
So I mentioned there are two things. One is for the devotees from Bengal. When they return to Bengal, what is keeping them alive is to remember those pastimes with Lord Chaitanya.
那所以这里面我提到了两件事情，就是对于回到孟加拉的这些奉献者们，之所以能够让他们继续活下来的原因呢，是因为他们一直在记着和住持 Tanya Mahaprabhu 之间的逍遥时光。
But now the second thing, which is actually even more important than remembering those pastimes, is the instructions.
那么第二个更加重要的事情，就是在他们记忆的这个同时呢，并且还要记得这些训示。
And at the time that the devotees from Bengal are preparing to return to Bengal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls each one of them and give them specific instructions.
当这些孟加拉的奉献者在准备着回到孟加拉之前呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会把他们一个个的换到面前，并且给他们亲自的这些训示。
And these instructions are always related to the spreading of Krishna consciousness.
那这些训示呢，总是与去传播 Krishna 知觉相关。
So in the last lecture, we saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first spoke to Lord Nityananda.
所以在上一次讲课中呢，我们就可以看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 首先去和主 Nityananda 讲述了。
And he instructed Lord Nityananda, you go back to Bengal, you please make everyone chant Hare Krishna.
所以他就训示主 Nityananda 回到孟加拉，并且让所有的人就都开始去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
As a matter of fact, he will request Lord Nityananda not to come back to Puri because he said to him,If both of us stay in Puri, who will preach Krishna consciousness in Bengal? So don't come back to Puri, just stay in Bengal.
事实上他训示主 Nityananda 根本就不要回到 Puri 来了。他说如果要是我们俩都待在 Puri 的话，那谁去让孟加拉的人去有着 Krishna 知觉呢？所以说呢，你就待在孟加拉吧，不要回到 Puri 来了。
Sometimes Lord Nityananda followed that instruction, sometimes he didn't follow that instruction.
所以有的时候呢，主 Nityananda 会追随这个训示，但有的时候呢，他就不会。
But we can't imitate Lord Nityananda. He is the Supreme Lord and he is fully independent.
但是我们不能够效仿主 Nityananda, 因为他是至尊主，所以呢，他是完全自主的。
Then next,He gave instruction to Advaita Acharya.
然后呢，他又给了 Advaita Acharya 训示。
And he also asked him to give Krishna to everyone.
他也要让他把 Krishna 知觉给予所有的人。
But his instructions to Advaita Acharya was very specific.
但是他对Advaita Acharya 的这个训示呢，却是特别的。这个具体。
Because in Navadvip, Advaita Acharya is considered to be the most prominent Brahmana.
因为 Advaita Acharya 被认为是 Navadvip 的最主要的婆罗门。
And Brahmanas have only limitation of their circle of influence.
而婆罗门呢，他们是有他们有限范围内的影响范围的。
But Lord Chaitanya instructed Advaita Acharya to make no distinction, to give Krishna to everyone, even the most fallen.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 请 Advaita Acharya不要有分别心的去把主 Chaitanya 去把 Krishna 知觉给予所有的人，甚至于是那些最低等的人。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srivas Thakur.
然后 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢又训示了 Srivas Thakur.
So, as you can see, he is addressing each member of the Panchatattva. Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and then Srivas Thakur.
我们可以看到他是在和 Panchatattva 五圣体里面的人物一个一个的在谈。首先是 Lord Nityananda, 然后是 Advaita Acharya, 然后是 Srivas Thakur.
The other member of the Panchatattva is Gadadhara Pandit, but Gadadhara Pandit lives in Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后五圣体里面的另外一位人呢是 Gadadhara Pandit, 但是 Gadadhara Pandit 呢是和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起居住在 Puri.
So to Srivas Thakur, he gave a similar instruction, but that instruction is to hold kirtan in his home every day.
他给 Srivas Thakur 的训示呢是相类似的一个训示，但是呢他请 Srivas Thakur 每天都在他家里面要进行 Kirtan 的唱诵。
And then he gave instructions to those devotees to reassure Mother Sachi that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes there every day to be with her.
然后呢 who he gave it to?
He's just telling the devotees, please go to my mother and pacify her、
okay.
and let her know that I'm always there with her.
Okay, okay. 然后呢他又请这个奉献者一定要确保每天都要去探望萨奇妈妈，并且呢要让萨奇妈妈明白他其实每天都是和萨奇妈妈在一起的。
And then he gives the proof that he is there all the time by telling what she cooks, how she offers,and how he comes to eat her cooking every day.
然后呢他也通过告诉他每天他都做了什么饭，他是怎么去供奉的，以及他每天怎么吃到他的供奉的这个餐食的这种方式，去证明他的确每天都是和他在一起的。
In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never leaves Navadvip.
事实上主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从来就没有离开过 Navadvip.
And this is something very important to understand.
那么这个呢是我们非常需要去非常重要的需要我们去理解的内容。
Because most of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life is spent in Puri.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一生中的大部分的时间都是在 Puri 度过的。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by the devotees in Navadvip.
但是呢在 Navadvip,奉献者们崇拜主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because Navadvip is none different from Vrindavan.
因为 Navadvip 和 Vrindavan 没有任何的区别。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from Radha and Krishna, and Radha and Krishna never leave Vrindavan.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Radha Krishna 也没有任何的区别，而 Radha 和 Krishna 从来就没有离开过 Vrindavan.
And Srila Prabhupada explains that we actually don't worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi.
Srila Prabhupada 就说到了，我们其实并不是把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当作一位 sannyasi 去崇拜。
Because worshipping Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi means that we're worshipping Krishna out of Vrindavan, and that is not our mood of worship.
因为如果要是崇拜主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 作为一位 sannyasi 的话，那也就是意味着去把他在 Vrindavan 之外的这种心态里面去崇拜了。可是这并不是我们所具备的那种心态。
When we do the worship of Sri Sri Gaunitai, we don't dress Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi.
当我们去崇拜Sri Sri Gaunitai 的时候，我们并没有把主 Chaitanya给装扮成是一位 sannyasi 的样子。
We worship Lord Chaitanya in his beautiful form as Nimai Pandit in Navadvip.
所以呢，我们是以Nimai Pandit 在 Navadvip 的非常的俊美的形象的这个形象去崇拜他的。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resides in Puri for the purpose of showing us how to develop feeling of separation from Krishna.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他之所以会居住在 Puri 是为了要向我们去展示怎么去培养出和 Radha Krishna 之间的分离之情。
And as a matter of fact, Jagannath Puri, Mayapur, and Vrindavan are always very intimately connected.
事实上Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, 还有 Mayapur 总是非常亲密地连接在一起的。
And each one has a very specific mood of worship and mood of meditation.
而且每一个地方呢都有一个非常特别的去崇拜和冥想的心绪。
So, just as we say that Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan, we can also say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never takes a step out of Mayapur.
就像我们说 Krishna 从来就没有迈出稳大门一步一样，那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也从来就没有迈出过Navadvip 一步。
So, Lord Chaitanya is always with Mother Sachi.
所以说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一直都是和 Sachi 妈妈在一起的。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to speak next to Raghava Pandit.
那所以现在呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 将和 Raghava Pandit 讲话了。
And what Lord Chaitanya does is that he glorifies the devotees.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所做的事情呢他是会去荣耀奉献者。
And he is showing that love for Krishna is not exclusive to Krishna. Love for Krishna begins with love for the devotees.
而且他发现而且他要给大家展现的就是爱 Krishna 并不仅仅是只爱 Krishna, 而爱 Krishna 是始于爱 Krishna 的奉献者。
So, as a matter of fact, there is no question of loving Krishna if we don't love the devotees.
事实上就是如果我们要是不爱 Krishna 的奉献者的话也就不存在是有一个爱 Krishna 的问题了。
On the neophyte platform, the devotee feels more secure and more confident to just look at the deity, think of Krishna, think of the guru, but not much interaction with the other devotees, and maybe not such a good relationship with the devotees.
在奉献者处于他的初级阶段的时候呢他就觉得如果他要是只是去看着神像只是去想着神像只是去想着灵性导师的话呢就会让自己处在一个更加的安全的位置而且就不会去想着或者是去和这个奉献者之间有任何的交流和互动。
And it's necessary in the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness that we take full shelter of the deity and full shelter of the spiritual master.
那当然在我们 Krishna 知觉刚刚开始修习的初级阶段呢也是非常重要的去只是脱避于神像以及脱避于灵性导师。
Or even and also take shelter of the Shastra, the scriptures.
以及呢去脱避于 Shastra, 经典。
And take shelter of the chanting.
以及呢脱避于我们的念诵。
But you will see that the real challenge is at taking shelter of the devotees.
但是你可以看到真正的这个挑战在来自于去脱避于奉献者们。
And Krishna really becomes very pleased when we learn the art of taking shelter of devotees and even worshipping them and glorifying them.
如果我们要是学会了去脱避于奉献者的艺术并且呢去荣耀他们以及去崇拜他们的话 Krishna 会非常的开心。
So when the devotees leave Puri to return to Bengal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not saying, okay, Haribol Prabhu, see you next year. No, he goes much, much deeper than that.
所以说当奉献者们离开 Puri 返回孟加拉之前并不是说是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对他们说 Haribol 再见明年见并不是这样的而是会跟他们有一个更深刻的交流。
like I was watching the video of the last day of the Kartik Parikram here in Mayapur within the Jumnaswami.
就比如说呢，在过去的这几天里面呢，我在 Mayapur， 我就在看Indradyumna Swami 去年 Kartika 月的时候在 Mayapur 的这些活动的录影。
And he glorified all the devotees.
他荣耀了所有的这些奉献者们。
And he showed how much love he has for all the devotees and thanked them for the effort that they made to come all the way and to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
他向所有的这些奉献者们都展示着他内心对他们的爱，并且呢感激着他们能够大老远的来到 Mayapur.
So this is very much in the mood of Lord Chaitanya.
所以这也是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所处在的一种心绪。
So he speaks to Raghava Pandit.
所以他在对 Raghava Pandit 讲话。
And he says to him,I am obliged to you due to your pure love for me.
他说呢，你对我的纯粹的爱让我觉得对你有亏欠。
In other words, we can purchase Krishna with our love.
那也就是说呢，我们不可能在没有爱的情况下去购买 Krishna.
And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks to Raghava Pandit or the other devotees, everyone is there so they can all hear and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will glorify them in front of everyone.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在对 Raghava Pandit 以及所有的奉献者在讲述的时候，是所有的这些奉献者们都在场的，所以说呢，当他去荣耀所有的奉献者的时候，大家都是能够听到的。
And this is not a speech that he prepared. This is flowing directly out of his heart, naturally.
而且呢，这也不是他之前就已经打好腹稿的讲话，而是他是这种从内心中所流露出来的真言。
So he tells all the devotees, just hear about the pure devotional service to Krishna by Raghava Pandit.
他对所有的奉献者说，你只是去听一听 Raghava Pandit 对主 Krishna 所做出的这些纯粹的奉献服务。
His service to Krishna is supremely pure and very highly accomplished.
他对 Krishna 的服务是完全的纯粹的，而且呢，也是完全的完全的。
So what is so special about Raghava Pandit's service?
那么所以说 Raghava Pandit 的服务有什么特别的呢？
Oh, he loves to cook.
他喜欢做饭。
And every year, him and his sister, they cook amazing, wonderful preparations that they cook them in Bengal, in their village, and then they bring them all the way to Jagannath Puri for Lord Chaitanya's pleasure.
那每年呢，他和他的妹妹都会在孟加拉自己的家里面，做非常特别的食物，然后呢，一路把他们给带到 Jagannath Puri 送给主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
But it's not just the cooking.
但是这并不仅仅是他们烹饪的这个问题。
Lord Chaitanya knows the heart and the mood of a cook.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了解一位厨师他的内心和他所处在的情绪。
That a real cook, a bona fide cook, will never send someone else with a shopping list.
一个真正的正宗的厨师，他从来就不会让别人去帮他买他这个购物单上的东西。
A real cook will do their shopping themselves.
所以一位真正的厨师是会亲自的去进行购买的。
So Raghava Pandit used to spend so much time very carefully selecting the best ingredients and the best fruit and vegetables available on the market.
所以说呢 Raghava Pandit 呢他经常就会花大量的时间去到市场上去选择挑选最好的佐料最好的水果以及最好的蔬菜
And Lord Chaitanya is explaining how Raghava Pandit is very meticulous how he will select certain items how he will prepare them and how he will offer them to the deities
所以朱 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他也会去讲述 Raghava Pandit 他如何非常仔细的去挑选 how he is meticulous to sorry, quick say it again
he is very meticulous in choosing and then in selecting and then in cooking and then in offering to the deities
OK 就是他会怎么就是非常的仔细的去选择去去烹制然后呢把他们再供奉给神像
Number one is to Krishna
因为最重要的首先就是要去冥想着对 Krishna 的服务
And secondly is the meditation on giving pleasure to Krishna
那然后第二个重要的事情呢就是要去冥想着要让 Krishna 开心
And when we look at this past then we can meditate how we can improve the quality of our service to our deities and when I mention deities it's deities in their own form or even the picture of the deity as long as we concentrate on the quality of the offering to the deities
所以说呢就是当我们去非常专注的去冥想着我们对这个神像的崇拜的质量的时候，这样我们也就能够知道这个神像或者这我们的这个服务是不是取悦了他们。
So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking a very simple example how Raghava Pandit prepares coconut to offer to Krishna.
所以在这里面呢，朱 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就给我们举了一个非常简单的例子。Raghunath Pandit 他怎么为 Krishna 去准备椰子
He selects the best coconuts
所以呢他就会选择最棒的椰子
And then he peels them very carefully
然后呢他会非常仔细的小心的把椰子皮给去掉
And then you know you make a hole on top of the coconut
那然后我们知道是要在这个椰子的上面要打个洞
And then you offer to Krishna to drink.
然后呢，把它供给 Krishna， 让他喝。
Like the devotees when they're in Mayapur, you see them sitting outside, drinking coconut with a straw.
那我们就可以看到，在 Mayapur 的这些奉献者们，他们会坐在外面用吸管去喝椰子汁。
And then after that, you cut the coconut and then you eat the flesh.
在喝完了以后呢就把这个椰子壳给打开然后吃里面的椰肉
But here Raghava Pandit had so much love for Krishna that sometimes he would after putting the coconut in front of the deity he would come back the juice would all be gone Krishna drank the whole juice
那么在这里面呢由于这个 Raghava Pandit 他对 Krishna 是献上了这么深的这种爱使得有的时候呢当他把这个供奉的这个椰汁放在这儿以后再回来的时候这个椰汁已经被 Krishna 全部都喝完了
Then he would leave the room he would come back and the flesh of the coconut is also gone Krishna ate everything
然后他就会离开这个房间等他再回来的时候呢发现这个椰肉也都被 Krishna 全部都吃光了
So the service of Raghava Pandit is highlighted by the appreciation of Lord Chaitanya for his service to Krishna.
所以说呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就会大家的去夸赞Raghunath Pandit 对这个 Krishna 的这个服务里面所怀的这个爱心。
And Raghava Pandit was so strict about the way he offered things to Krishna that sometime if the servant would come into the room with the coconut and his head would touch the door, he would cancel the offering. He said, the door is not clean. I can't, these coconuts are not contaminated. I cannot offer them to Krishna.
但是这个 Ravana 的 Pandit 他在供奉 Krishna 的时候呢他是非常的严格的就比如说有的时候他的这个仆人如果要是他的这个头碰了这个门的话那他就会说这个椰子不能够再供奉给 Krishna 了因为这个 Krishna, 这个椰子已经被污染了已经不干净了
And he would throw the coconuts away, he would get fresh coconut, and he would start the offering again.
然后他就会把这个椰子给扔掉然后重新再拿一个椰子再重新的进行供奉。
And he would do this with all sorts of fruits. He would take mangoes, he would take all sorts of fruit, and he would do these amazing offerings to the deities.
所以无论他供奉什么样的水果比如说像芒果呀或者其他的水果都会以同样的这个程序去向神像去崇拜。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is not in Bengal, it cooks and he tells the devotees about one preparation after another.
所以说虽然主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他自己并没有住在孟加拉但是他却完全了解 Raghava Pandit, 他做的每一顿这个餐食的这个细节的所以呢他就会把这个描述给所有的奉献者去听。
So Lord Chaitanya embraced Raghava Pandit because by embracing him, he could feel the love for Krishna.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就拥抱了 Raghava Pandit, 因为通过拥抱他他就能够感受到对 Krishna 的爱。
Now, nowadays, in ISKCON, we talk about the importance of devotee care.
那在ISKCON 的当今的这个时代呢，我们会讲述对奉献者的关爱的这个话题。
But Lord Chaitanya was the first one to talk about devotee care.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是讲述奉献者关爱的第一人。
So he told Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen is the devotee who used to organize the whole.Travel of the Bengal devotees to Mayapur and back to Mayapur.
他就开始对 Shivananda Sen 讲述了。那么 Shivananda Sen 呢，他是那个去组织所有的奉献者从孟加拉来到 Jagannath Puri， 然后呢又从 Jagannath Puri 回到孟加拉的那位奉献者。
So he tells Shivananda Sen, please take good care of.Vasudev Datta.
所以呢他就对 Shivananda Sen 说呢请你要好好的照顾 Vasudev Datta.
Yes. And he says Vasudev Datta is a very humble Vaishnava.
那么他说呢 Vasudev Datta 是一位非常谦卑的 Vaishnava.
And actually Vasudev Datta is a very, very special Vaishnava because he was a very wealthy devotee.
那么这个 Vasudev Datta 呢他是一位非常特别的奉献者因为呢首先呢他是非常的富有的。
He was a householder.
他是一位居士。
But he was very, very humble.
但是呢他却非常非常的谦卑。
And there is the story how one time he approached Lord Chaitanya and he full activities, not just of a few people, but the living entity of the entire universe. He said, I will take their karma and send back to Krishna.
因为 Vasudev Datta 他有一次呢就来到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 请求要他把就是不仅仅是把一些个别人的这些所有的这个业报给就这个罪恶活动给拿走并且呢他请他把所有的众生的这些作用活动的这些业报全部都放在 Vasudev Datta 本人的这个身上这样的话呢他就能够使其他的那些人先得到解脱而他自己呢愿意成为那个最后一个得到解脱的人。
So, Vasudev Datta did not really care about the money he was making, and he would just share very generously with everyone whatever money he would make. And so Lord Chaitanya asked Shivananda Sen, please, can you look after Vasudev Datta and take care of his income so that he is not troubled by his family life?
那么 Vasudev Datta 呢，他从来就不会在乎他所赚的那些钱，而且呢，他就会非常慷慨大度的把这些钱呢去分给大家一起享用，这样就会使他和他的家人之间呢就会有一些矛盾。那么朱彻坦尼亚马法布呢就请 Sivananda Sen 去好好的照顾 Vasudev Datta， 然后请他要就是照管好他的这些收入，以至于呢使他不要和他的家人之间呢有很大的矛盾。
So this is one instruction that he gave to Shivananda Sen.
对，这个是他给 Sivananda Sen 的其中的一个训谕。
But he also asked Shivananda Sen to take care of all the devotees.
而且呢，他也请 Sivananda Sen 去照顾所有的这些奉献者们。
Because he had a very big responsibility. Every year he was in charge, he was in charge to bring, there were at least 200 or 300 devotees traveling by road from Mayapur all the way to Puri and then bring them back.
Because Sivananda Sen, his responsibility is very big. Because every year he has to take care of at least 200 or 300 devotees.要从孟加拉旅行到坐着船旅行到 Jagannathpuri， 然后呢再把他们再从 Jagannathpuri 再给带回到孟加拉。
So what does that mean? It means he has to look after their good health, he has to look after their comfort, place to sleep, a place to eat, he has to pay all the road taxes, he has to negotiate with people on the road. This is a very big responsibility.
意味着他要很好的去照顾所有的这些人的衣食住行，并且呢还要去和路上的这些人去打交道，要去交这个路税等等。所以说呢，这对于他来讲呢是一个非常重大的一个责任。
And the fact is, all these devotees who travel to Puri and back, they're all pure devotees, very, very advanced devotees. You can't just treat them like new bhaktas.
但事实上呢，所有的这些在 Puri 和孟加拉之间旅行的这些奉献者们，他们都是非常非常纯粹的奉献者，所以去对待他们的时候，可不能像对待一个新的 bhakta 那样。
So you have to make sure that the mood is always very, very deep. I mean, he has Advaita Acharya, he's an elderly man. He has... devotees have to travel all the way to Puri and back every year, and it's a huge responsibility.
所以说呢，他就要确保就这种心绪、这种情绪、这种氛围一直是在那儿的。比如说在这里面有朱尼提亚南达，有 Advaita Acharya， 还有这些就是非常年长资深的这些奉献者们，每年他都需要照顾所有的这些人的来回。
So taking care of devotee is such an important service.
所以说照顾奉献者是如此重要的一个服务。
It's not just done by sweet words.
但是这个服务呢并不仅仅限于说甜美的话。
It has to be expressed by action.
必须要有行动。
And to take care of the devotees is actually no different than taking care of Krishna.
而且呢去照顾奉献者和照顾 Krishna 没有任何的区别。
We have to be concerned by the devotees' welfare,by their health situation, by how they are progressing in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，我们必须要关心奉献者们的福利，关心他们的健康，以及关心他们在 Krishna 知觉中的进步的状况。
Because Krishna is in their heart as much as he is in our own heart.
因为 Krishna 在他们的内心之中，也在我们的内心之中，是一样的。
Ultimately, everyone is independent.
因为终极来说呢，所有的人都是要依靠于他的。
And some devotees may not want to be taken care of.
哦，对，终极来说，所有的人都是有自己的自主性的。也许有的人呢，并不想被照顾。
But everyone appreciates when other people care.
但是呢，当其他的人对他给予关怀的时候，大家都会有这种感激之心。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this group of devotees, this big community, because he grew up with them. They all grew up together. It's like a big family. So he wanted to make sure that they are always nicely situated in Krishna consciousness.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和所有的这一大群奉献者和这个社团里面的奉献者是一起长大的，所以说呢，他对他们是非常的关怀的，他希望他们一直都具有很好的 Krishna 知觉。
How much more time do we have then, Akili? 10 minutes?
No, we still have 20 minutes around.
Okay. Alright, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to speak to one group of devotees.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，将和一群奉献者讲话了。
And these devotees, they live in a village called Kulinagram.
那么这些奉献者呢，他们是居住在一个叫 Kulina。
So you remember during Jagannath, they have to carry him, and he is very big and he is very heavy. So they use silk ropes to lift him up.
那我们知道在 Jagannath Puri 的时候呢，就是在这个弹车节的时候，把 Jagannath 从庙里面请出来的时候，因为他是身材非常的巨大，非常的重，所以呢就需要用丝带编的这个绳子把他给绑着，这样给请出来。
So the deity was so heavy that those ropes used to break.
那么这个神像呢是非常的沉，所以说呢一般的绳子呢就会断掉。
So in that village of Kulinagram, it's famous. Your service to Lord Jagannath is to come back every year with some very nice, strong silk ropes.
Kulinagram 的这个村子呢是以丝质的绳子为著称，所以呢他们就被告知要每一年都要来到 Jagannath Puri, 要带着他们的这个特别的丝质的绳子来。
It would have been nice if Lord Chaitanya would have asked the devotees from Hangzhou to bring some silk ropes.
如果要是就能够要求的绳子来的。
Vaishnavas from Hangzhou and Suzhou, I want you to bring some nice silk for Ratha Yatra.
我亲爱的来自于杭州跟苏州的奉献者们呀，我希望你们能够为我准备一些非常好的丝质的绳子，然后来参加弹车节。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to this wonderful devotee. His name is Gunaraj.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就像这位非常美妙的奉献者 Gunaraj 去讲述了。
And he glorifies Gunaraj because Gunaraj is an expert writer and he wrote this wonderful book to glorify Krishna's pastime.
那他之所以呢会去荣耀 Gunaraj 呢，因为 Gunaraj 他是一位非常好的作家，那呢他呢就会通过他的作品去荣耀 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And it was never easy for anyone to write something about Krishna that would give pleasure to Lord Chaitanya. They have to be very careful.
Sorry, Prabhu, I didn't hear the first part. Was broken.
It was not easy for anyone to write something about Krishna that would please Lord Chaitanya.
写关于 Radha Krishna 的这个文章，并且呢能够去取悦主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并不是一件容易的事儿。
Gunaraj to write something that glorifies Krishna's pastime and please Lord Chaitanya, it meant that Gunaraj was actually a very exalted Vaishnava.
那么所以对于 Gunaraj, 他一方面写出了荣耀主 Radha 和就是 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光的文章，与此同时这些文章又能取悦主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 也就意味着他是一位非常崇高的纯粹的 Vaishnava。
And one very simple thing that Gunaraj wrote, he says, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. Just by writing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so indebted to Gunaraj.
那 Gunaraj 他曾经就写到了，他说，我的主啊，Nanda Maharaj 的爱儿啊，你是我的生命和灵魂。就光这一句话，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 觉得对他有着深深的亏欠。
Are you well?
Yes, Prabhu, I'm here.
Okay, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says something very, very powerful.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说了一些非常有力量的话。
By glorifying Gunaraj, he is showing how pleased he is to drink the nectar of Krishna's transcendental pastimes.
而且呢他在这个他通过去荣耀 Gunaraj 就讲述了他是多么的在享受着通过阅读他的这个文字来喝饮主 Chaitanya 主 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光的甘露。
And to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding, if a Vaishnava meditates on Krishna's pastime, Not only this Vaishnava is worth being glorified, but it means that everything and everyone around him becomes very auspicious.
那么对于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来说呢，作为一个去沉醉在主Krishna 的这个逍遥时光里面的人，不仅仅是他自己值得去荣耀，而且呢，在他身边的所有的这些人都变得吉祥了起来。
So if someone is very dear to you, then the people who are connected to that person becomes also very dear to you.
所以呢，就是如果你要是爱某一个人，那么这个人身边的所有的那些人呢，也会得到你的爱。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, not just you, but even a dog living in your village is very dear to me.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，就是因为你使得你村子里面住的那个狗也深得我的宠爱。
Okay, now some devotees are going to ask some questions to Lord Chaitanya, and we will talk about this next week.
那然后现在呢，一些奉献者将向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问一些问题，那我们下一周呢会讲述这个话题。
I think there's a couple of questions.
Okay, the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 谢谢 Prabhu, 来自朝思暮想的圣地 Mayapur 的讲课。谢谢 Nana Kriti 精彩的客串翻译。主 Chaitanya 是关怀奉献者的第一人。关怀奉献者是一个很大的主题。如何关怀奉献者不仅仅是问环问暖，还有那些具体的活动呢？是否努力满足奉献者所有的愿望吗？想知道具体的关怀是什么？能否举一些例子 ？The question is from Rajendra Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much to give this lecture from my yearning of the Holy Dharma, and also thanks for Dhanakiri's translation. Lord Chaitanya is the very first one to speak about devotee care. However, this is a very big topic. How to actually show the caring to the devotee is not only from saying some sweet words, but actually also have some specific actions. Do we need to put our endeavor to please all the devotees of every devotees, I want to know some specific deeds to showing the caring to the devotees. Could you give us some examples?
The very first thing that we should do to care for devotees is to arrange for the devotees to spend time hearing and chanting.
首先呢，就是我们要对奉献者去展示我们的爱心关怀的最重要的首当其冲要做的一件事情，就是要为这些奉献者们安排让他们去聆听和就是唱诵的这个时间。
Why do the devotees need care? Do the devotees need material care?
为什么奉献者需要关怀吗？他们是需要物质的关怀吗？奉献者需要情感上的关怀吗？
Do the devotees need psychological care?
奉献者需要心理上的关怀吗？
No, the devotees need pure Krishna consciousness.
不是的，奉献者需要纯粹的 Krishna 知觉。
And when you can facilitate devotees being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you will see that whatever they think they need so much care, actually this care is being minimized by being filled up with satisfaction in Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，当我们能够为这个奉献者提供让他们能够沉醉在 Krishna 知觉中的这些设施的时候，那我们就会发现他们所需要的其他的那些关怀其实就已经被减少了，因为他们已经完全的让自己纯粹在这种 Krishna 知觉之中而得到了满足。
So we have to the first care that we should give to the devotees is to step forward and make sure that they can chant good rounds, that they can be absorbed in Prabhupada's books, that they can take good quality Krishna prasadam, that they get good association. And if this is arranged, then you will see the devotees will not have to, emotionally or sentimentally or mentally suffer.
那所以说呢，当我们在给奉献者在进行关爱的时候，我们首先要做的一件事情就是看他们能不能有很好的这种念诵，然后呢能不能得到很好的 prasadam，并且呢能够很好的去念舍尔帕帕的这个书籍，以及呢能够得到很好的这种联谊。那么当他们有了这些方面的这些安排的时候呢，就发现他们在这个情感上以及在心理上的这些安慰慰藉其实已经得到了关心。
Then the second level of care is to see if devotees need anything to make their life a littlea bit better.
然后第二层的关心呢，就是看看这些奉献者他们是不是需要一些具体的这些这个条件，让他们的这个物质的这个生活能够过得稍微更好一点。
But the real care is actually the love that we can give to the devotees. That if devotees can feel loved, then nothing else matters.
但是呢，真正的这个怀呢，来自于爱。如果要是这个奉献者他能够真正的感受到爱的话，其他的都不重要了。
Expressing appreciation, even for a tiny little thing.
即便是为一点点小事，我们也要去展示我们的感恩之情。
So, I mean, this, as you say, is a big topic and we don't have much time, so we can talk more about it in coming lectures.
就像您所说的，这是一个非常大的话题。那我们今天呢没有那么多的时间，我们再会在将来的这个课程里面呢继续的去深入对这个话题的探讨。So the next question is from Sumuki Radha Mataji. 感恩跑步精彩的讲课和 Mataji 的翻译。请问我们要关心奉献者，照顾奉献者，但是实际上我们的能力也非常的有限。很多事情我们都有心无力，比方说年龄比较大的奉献者的养老和临终关怀的问题，富二代的教育成长问题， 年轻奉献者的婚姻就业问题，这都是需要我们去看到并给予支持关怀的。但是国内的现阶段实际上是没有办法给以上的部分很快的给大家很完美的服务的体系。就这一点想听听您是怎么看的，有切实可行的建议吗？我们在这个地方的奉献者的仆人们彼此间应该如何去相互的关怀照顾呢？ Prabhu, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. My question is that we do need to give the care to the devotees. We need to take very good care of the devotees. However, as a matter of fact, we have a very limited capacity. And there are many of the things, although we have these good wishes, but we don't have the ability to do it. For example, like the old age devotees of caring, and also for their hospice caring, and also for the next generations of the education, for the younger devotees of the marriage issue, all of this, we need to give them support and care. But for the current situation in China, it's very limited that we were not able to provide a perfect system to support this. So could you say something about this for your idea? Do you have any tangible, visible suggestions? And the other thing is that for the servant of the devotees, how can we actually give care to each other more, to give more support and care to each other?
Yes, it's a difficult situation, which is not just in China, but all over the world.
那现这个呢，确实是一个比较艰难的一种情况。这不仅是中国，世界各地都是这样。
Some other yatras may have more facilities.
那其他的一些地区呢，可能有更多的条件。
In some other countries, they may have more medical and welfare facilities than in China.
那在其他的一些国家地区呢，可能比中国来说呢，有更好的医疗和福利设施。
In China, we are all spread around, and there's no big community of devotees as such to look after each other.
因为在中国呢，所有的奉献者都分散在各地，所以说呢，我们没有一个很好的一个集中起来的这个设施呢，去照顾大家。
Sometimes we think we can send the elderly people to Mayapur and Vrindavan, and they can, but it's not because they're going to be in Mayapur and Vrindavan that they're going to get proper care.
有的时候我们就可以说，比如说把这个年老的奉献者呢给送到 Mayapur 和 Vrindavan， 但并不意味着他们被送到了 Mayapur 和 Vrindavan 就能够得到恰当的照顾。
I think the first step of caring for this kind of situation like the elderly is to do it locally, whatever we can do locally.
I think, 我觉得，对不起，我觉得对于就是这个老年人的这个照顾呢，可能首当其冲的我们应该想象一下在我们各个地区怎么去很好的照顾他们。
For example, I don't know how many of you know Satarupa Mataji.
我不知道的有多少人认识 Satarupa Mataji。
Satarupa Mataji is the top mama of the whole Chinese yatra.
Satarupa Mataji, 她是整个中国地区的最首当其冲的那位妈妈了。
And she joined many, many, many years ago. She's a very elderly woman now.
她是在很多很多年以前就加入了 Krishna 知觉，她现在已经是一位很年老的妈妈了。
And she lives in, I think she lives in Khokhot, in Mongolia, Inner Mongolia.
Oh, okay. 我想她是住在内蒙古的呼和浩特。
And she's practically blind.
但她现在基本上就已经全盲了。
But she's chanting her rounds and she's very isolated. Last time Chandrasekhar Prabhu went to see her and he's begging the devotees to pay attention to her.
而且呢他现在依然还在念诵，可是呢他现在基本上就是一个人住着，没有奉献者和他在一起。Chandrasekhar Prabhu, OK。那么去上次 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 去看望他，那么 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 他就想呼吁奉献者能够给他更多的关怀和照顾。
So it's a very, I agree, it's a very difficult situation for the elderly and for the new people and for the grihasthas. It's a very, very big issue and we have to work on it.
那我也承认这个对于我们来说呢现在是一个非常大的一个问题。那么对于新的奉献者来说，对于居士来说，对于很多这些奉献者来说呢，这都是一个非常大的一个问题。我们现在确实需要亟待去解决这些问题。
So this is ongoing, and we should talk about it more often.
那么所以这是一个我们一直会谈论的一个话题，而且随着时间的推移呢，我们会更多的去讲述它。
Sorry, we're limited by time.
很抱歉，我们的时间有限。
Dana Kelly has to go.
Dana Kelly 不得不离开了。Sorry.
So, we will continue next week.
所以呢我们下一周呢会继续。
Thank you very much, Sumukhi Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
Thank you, Dana Kelly Mataji, for translating.
谢谢 Dana Kelly Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently and for your wonderful questions.
而也非常感谢大家耐心的聆听以及感谢大家提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki jai.
Jai.
Devotee care ki jai.
奉献者关爱 jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Mayapur Dham ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. Brother Charan Prabhu ki jai. 怀昆泰之音服务员聆听。我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感谢 Brother Charan Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。那我们下一周呢继续聆听 Prabhu 为我们播撒甘露。那今天就这样了，非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 以及感谢所有奉献者的聆听。 Hare Krishna， 祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周三。